Hi guys. Today I wanted to do something different, something new. And in case that you haven't noticed, I'm speaking in English. And also I'm very, very excited because I just downloaded a game, one of my favorite games. And I'm not talking about Roblox, I'm talking about Alice Madness Returns. And it was on sale and I bought it, and I already play the game for around like an hour. But yeah, and this is the second, maybe the third one, the second time that I re-record this episode because something happened and yeah, but I'm here, and yeah, I'm feeling pretty sick again, but it's okay, we're here. Okay, so you can tell by the title and by all of this past minute that I have been talking in English, and I try to do this differently. And for the new people that are listening to the podcast for the first time, this is a podcast in Spanish. And this is the difference now. I'm doing an episode in English. And I'm gonna talk about my experience learning English. Because English, if you can hear, it's not my first language. I learned English around the age of 15, maybe, and I'm 24 today, so yep. I'm gonna tell you how I learned to speak it, and how was the process, and, you know, some occasions, weird and awkward occasions that make me almost not to do it. So yep. Anyways, I'm kind of nervous because I'm insecure about my accent, but mostly because I tend to say or pronounce some words differently. I'm still learning. Every day, all day, I try to teach myself in order to push me to understand better the language and for me to adapt in some way, to adapt myself to this whole different style, if I may say so. There are a lot of reasons that push me to learn, and the first one being the frontier, la frontera. And I live in a city that's near USA, United States, el otro lado. It's literally next door. So English become part of my life since day one. From the moment that I saw TV to listening to my dad's songs, like Psycho Killer of Talking Heads, a lot of Depeche Mode. You too, a lot of 80s music. ABBA, believe it or not. And for TV, I grew up with PBS Kids. That meant a lot of Barney, Dragon Tales, Teletubbies. The Big Comfy Couch being my favorite one. And Sesame Street. Dora la Exploradora. Arthur and more, and so it was something that it needed to happen, although it's more difficult if all the people around you speaks in Spanish, and I didn't have someone who speaks in English. I mean, my dad does, but since it wasn't necessary because everyone around him speaks Spanish as well, there was no reason for him to speak it. Also, my dad learned almost the same way that I did, but back to the story, back to me. I don't remember anyone in my early years that could possibly teach me besides my dad. And I was a kid, so it wasn't a priority for me until high school. And the more that I grew up, the more the urgency for me to learn it increased, and more because my interests were related to the language. For example, the music that I listen, the movies that I watch, the YouTubers at the time, like Fred, Shin Das, and Marvels. And I began to get more interested in to learn it because I wanted to feel part of it, to feel like I belong to my own interests, and I didn't want to feel aside from it. I wanted to understand and understand me at the same time. And because all of that, I watch and hear at the time make me the person that I am today. So almost all the content that I consume was in English. And basically, I started to divide my routine. I talk to people in a daily basis and interact with them in Spanish. And when I get home from school, I turn my computer on and watch YouTube or listen to my music, like Glee at the time, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Katy Perry. I was a teenager, okay? And I'm not saying that it's something bad to listen to these artists, but it's not something that I like or listen today, okay? Just to clarify before I get canceled. And so this urgency marked the start of a new and long process. It began with me imitating the way that these people interact and express, and I started to mimic the expressions in some sort of way, and sometimes with the intention or for the experiment. Another, I did it unconscious. And I say unconscious because it was really part of my life. So much that I forgot that I wanted to imitate. I just did. And I'm not saying that my personality at the time was that, no. For me, it was more like practice. And I did have an English class. I did have an English class because at high school, well, honestly, I don't remember anything of it. I only remember the teacher doing PowerPoint presentations that no one cared. But we can put that pressure on that poor teacher because first, the high schoolers are wild and none of them were interested in learning. They were more interested in girls or boys, and we were never gonna learn that much in that less of the time. So, yeah, basically, English was never something that I learned in school. And when I was 15, I had an English teacher that did these exams for him to see in what level of English you were. And based on the results, he divided the class in two. The ones who didn't know a word and the ones that are pro, the ones that can teach English as well. And I'm not lying, he put the students that knew English, the pros, to teach us. To teach us the ones that maybe knew or understands the language but can't speak it, and the ones that basically didn't do nothing. So imagine me. Imagine me, who since early ages tried to learn by myself and to teach me to understand the language, and it was sad. I felt pretty sad. I still feel pretty sad for that teenager. It was sad for me when the results came and say that it wasn't enough, because I remember having a good score, but it wasn't enough for me to be in a pro. And this teacher marked me so much because he said that I didn't do nothing. So for me, it felt like my progress was that, nothing. Even though it was, because I was doing progress. And I was the one that had been teaching myself throughout these years. And with that, it grew a new insecurity. And, you know, time passed, okay? Time passed, maybe months. Maybe months or a year, maybe 2 years. And I started to work for my aunt, cleaning her house. She couldn't do it because she had so many health problems. And me and my mom went to her house every weekend. She lived in Chula Vista, if I remember. And I was hoping to practice my English there, but they were in situations where I get to practice, like not really. Well, actually, there was two. The first one, when my aunt, after a long day of cleaning her house, she invited us to dinner and we went to Applebee's, I remember. And you know, sometimes in restaurants, they give a color book with crayons to children. And this waitress gave one to my sister. But the crayon fell off. It fell underneath me. And the waitress told me that the crayon was closer to my feet. But at the time, I was fresh in the language. I estaba fresca. I knew some things, but I couldn't maintain a conversation in English. And it cost me so much to understand what she was trying to say. And at that moment, at the same time, I was trying to assimilate the words that I knew from that sentence that she threw me. But she started to get nervous because she knew instantly that I didn't speak English and she didn't speak Spanish. And she didn't knew how to explain what she was trying to say. And at the end, my aunt catched that awful moment and told me, "Ah, el crayón que se fue abajo de ti está por tus pies." And I immediately felt so embarrassed. And it sounded so simple. And in my mind was like, how I didn't catch that? How I didn't understand that? And yeah, it was so embarrassing for me at that time, but at the same time, it was a lesson and a motive for me to keep learning because I didn't want to feel that again. Like, ever again. Yeah, and the other situation was when I was cleaning a frat house in San Diego. And I told to one of the boys that were there, where do I put the dirty clothes or something like that? Is there a basket for that? And the man asked me, "The what?" And I knew that I did say something that he could understand because I rehearsed that sentence in my mind before I say it. And he responded with the what, and it made me feel like, oh, wait, why did I just say it? And I freeze. I was in a little shock. And he respond, "Oh, the basket? Ponlo allá." Mm-hmm. And it felt like he was mocking me. He was making fun of me. And that made me feel so stupid. And, you know, the more that I got into this type of situations, the more that I wanted to learn. And time passed again, maybe a year, and I submit a photo that I took for a school contest, And the contest was about if you won, you got the opportunity to expose your work at the exhibition in MOPA, the Museum of Photographic Arts in San Diego. And you get to interact with people and talk about your work. So I did won. And that was the cherry on the cake. Era la gota que derramó el vaso. Era la cereza del pastel. And that impulsed me more than ever. And when the day came, I got sick. Yeah. I got sick. My asthma attacked me again. But it didn't stop me from being there. But because I was sick, I didn't talk that much. Not at all. I did talk, but not as I wanted to. But I remember that day being the first one where the people could understand me and didn't judge me for the way that I was speaking, for the way that I was talking. And I remember that day being the first one when I could maintain a conversation in English. Yeah. And I'm still grateful for that day. And yeah, when I got into university, they made us do, you guess right, they made us do another exam to see in what level we were and if it was necessary for me to take the class, the English class, or if I can just pass. And the results came and I approved the class and it wasn't necessary for me to go early to take the class because I turned into one of the pros. And, you know, I never trust exams. I think that part of it is just luck, like 50-50, 50 knowledge and 50 luck. If you pass or not, it's just luck. But it felt nice at the moment. It felt really good at the time, and I didn't stop learning, even though the results said that I was in an advanced level. And so I kept my routine that I had before, that I've always had. And I watch movies in English, listen to music in English, YouTube. I read books in English and then in Spanish. And in this way, helped me a lot to assimilate what words meant what. And sometimes, okay, this is kind of, okay, this is something personal, but I'm going to share this with you. And I can't believe I'm about to share this. But just to know that I love you and trust you so much, okay? Okay, at the time, well, I still do this, okay? Well, all the time at night, when I was alone in my room, I had this little game with myself, and I started to act like I was in an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and I was this famous celebrity that came to the show to promote her new film. And talk about a funny, pretty funny experience. And you know, all that happens in Jimmy Fallon and Late Late Shows. And I must say that helped me a lot. It helped me like no other class that I had in the past. And I practiced with myself. And when my sister grew up, she was the crying children. The one with the crayon that fell off underneath me. She is the daughter of my aunt and the one that I was talking before. And I got the chance to talk to her, okay? In English. She grew up with English being her first language. And I still do. I still talk to her in English. When I see her, we communicate in English. Because it became like our way to communicate in secret, because only us understand it, and that helped me a lot. I got to practice more and more with her, to the point that I can speak and understand the language to a certain level. And until this day, I get insecure about how I talk, and most part of the time I only speak it when it's needed, when it's really necessary. And my work actually requires me to use it every day, all day. But that's more practice for me. But you will never see me talk that much. And the reason that I did this episode in English is to push me to practice how to tell a story, or to practice how I express myself, and to maybe inspire other people to push themselves to learn it, and to not be afraid of it. And, you know, I still have so much work to do, and I will not stop learning. I will keep practice to improve my accent and to improve how I express myself, and mostly how to pronounce some words. So if you are in this process of learning a new language, don't underestimate yourself, okay? Keep going, because only practice will lead you to the final goal, and that is learning. I've always admired people who is willing to learn more, and especially a new language. And yep, this is how I learn, and I hope that I could possibly help in some way. Talking for my experience. And yeah, this is all that I have today. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Fin de la Historia, or The End of Story. Thank you so much. And please, if you have the time and if you want, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm on YouTube like Itzel, Mayitzel Escalante, or you can find me by my username, Mayitzel Ocho. And you can follow me on Spotify as well. You can follow the podcast if you want to. Yeah, just in case that you want. Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate you and love you so much. Okay. Bye bye.